So, hey, anybody want to make an offer?
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on the humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere in the Quantimino with Model of the Millennium, Brian McFly.
Buongiorno.
And an resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Hey, yo.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now let's get this party started with XX Quantimino. The Brian's back in town.
Yeah, I went to Europe and I'm back.
You're back, baby. You want to fill us in on a little bit of your Euro trip experience?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of... It all went very well. There was nothing went wrong. So there's really not a lot of stories. But it was fun. It was good.
Have you ever been to Europe?
Never been to Europe. Never left the country. Came back. I fucking love USA, dude. It's good to be back.
Tell us some of the hardships.
In the best country of the world.
Tell us some of the hardships you came across.
Over there?
Yeah.
Language barriers?
A little bit of language barriers, but
I speak American.
I spoke American, and they
loved it. They loved it.
They didn't hate it.
Yeah. It's easier from a brown man. Would you believe that?
What's that?
Speaking American to foreigners.
What do you mean?
Because they think I'd probably speak a different language, and like, oh God, thank God he spoke English.
Okay.
Because I too speak English.
That's right. Yeah. That's probably true.
So in Europe did you travel to set that all up for us?
Oh, I went to Paris.
Gay Paris.
Gay Paris. I went to gay Italy. I went to gay Belgium, then gay Rome, and then gay London.
So you're doing a Maria homosexual London. Journey?
Yeah, just a homosexual jaunt across the continent.
It's called a discovery.
Jauntinant. Yeah. So it was.
Did you take a lot of luggage? Pack a lot of fudge?
No, just a backpack.
One single backpack.
Oh, so
you packed a lot of fudge for your trip.
Oh, God damn it.
You gotta get a big, nice big Toblerone.
Toblerone.
What's the? Oh, okay. Wait, because that would fit in my ass.
In your
and
ass.
It's fudgy.
It's a pyramid.
It's like triangular.
I wouldn't want to put like a pyramid.
You don't get to.
It's grease.
You don't get to choose.
Yeah.
You don't get to decide what goes up your ass.
It's
That'd
a
be a funny looking dildo, like a see through dildo, but inside like
I
a Toblerone.
I guarantee you.
It's
I guarantee you.
And
there's
Pink
a Toblerone.
Floyd sells it on their merch
Pink
store.
Pink Sock Floyd.
Oh no.
Or Toblerone sells it.
Toblerone sells it legit. All right, so give us some highlights.
Oh well, anyways,
hardships.
I have some notes here. One says something about the train. I was on a train.
You ran a train.
I was trying to go to the airport, and I'm on the train platform, and I hear a guy going, "Oh."
Not like, my problem. I don't speak the language.
But we looked down there, and it was a guy that worked for the train station, and he had his hand stuck in the other train.
Oh, no.
Ouch.
And the train wasn't moving, but as he's yelling, it starts moving very slow.
Oh, yes.
So he's just, like, walking with the train because it's going very slow. Yeah. And then, like, some guy runs over to help him come out, and then I'm just, like, sitting there, what should I do? Some other guy went and started banging on the train to kind of...
He started filming.
So I just took out my phone. I was like, this is great content. No, so I started banging on the door, on the window too, because I would hate for this guy to die just because I didn't bang on the window.
Also bang on the window, yeah.
So this was nearby.
Yeah, it was like, I'm on this side of the train platform. This is the train behind or on the other side of the platform. Yeah. And then I ran to go to an attendant or whatever, and the train stopped. And then they got his hand out, but that was scary.
Did you feel like a hero?
Did you ever know?
I did feel kind of like a hero, even though I didn't do anything.
Well, you made them stop.
You made
I
an
didn't
effort.
Make them stop.
You don't know that you didn't.
I wasn't.
You banged on the window, did you not?
They're like, hey, there was a call.
The there was a call, and you answered it.
Yeah.
Hey! 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 Hey!
Oh, God. If I did that, I would be a hero. I didn't yell. So
excuse me.
I was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. There's a guy. So.
Monkey's out of the bottle, man.
And if the other guys hadn't have done something, I don't know if I would have. Because in a moment like that, everyone just kind of like...
Not my responsibility.
Or they just think someone else is going to do it.
Yeah, like Kitty Genovese.
Yes. Although I did watch a documentary. I don't think it happened exactly the way we... But anyway,
colloquial.
Yeah. What'd you say? Oh, diffusion of responsibility would be the...
Were you just bandwagoning, Brian?
Yeah, but only... Yeah, yeah, I guess you could say that. I guess if you want to insult me for trying to help.
Who are you, fucking...
I guess if you want to, like, make fun of me for trying to help. You made the story sound amazing.
You're a trend chaser?
Yeah, I thought you were, like, the sole hero.
I did it for the clout.
You're
trendy?
This is why they stopped
the train.
You fucking
sold out?
Yeah. But the real hero was this old guy. He was American, too, I think. So, go America, dude.
Spoke the same language.
Yeah, because I sat next to him on the train.
Peer pressure heroism.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. I was like, I don't want to be a fucking pussy.
Yeah, not my country. I'm representing the States.
Yeah, because I had a shirt on that was just an American flag.
It said USA.
Yeah, so.
It was a bald eagle. It was a bald eagle wearing an American Speedo.
Yeah, so I'm not going to.
And it was spread eagle.
I basically was like, God, I shouldn't have worn this shirt today. But since I'm wearing it, I picked the wrong day to wear this fucking shirt.
Could have just been sitting on the bench waiting.
I know, dude.
This has to happen.
The real hero was the guy that ran down there. He was the first one to run. He was like this old guy in like a sweater vest.
Oh, shit.
Very humble.
Professor?
Is that all he was wearing was a sweater vest?
Yeah.
Like his bare arms.
It was fucking, hot. But
he was hanging meat.
Yeah.
But this guy was very humble. I mean, if I was him, I would have been like, you guys
see
this?
You owe me
shit?
50 bucks.
I'm like, hey, did you see this?
You owe me like 50 bucks,
first of all,
dude.
You owe me 50 bucks. Yeah. Second of all, did you guys see what
anybody
I just did?
Anybody else see me save a man's life today?
Sounds like a soggy bad
response. Can somebody tell my wife?
He was with his daughter, who was very hot. I'm assuming she was 18.
You didn't have your selfie
stick
behind you? No,
that wasn't his daughter. This guy just hangs meat, bro. Yeah.
She was
caducing.
There was
a puddle.
Damn. He went to a matchmaking
convention.
Yeah, with
and picked up a bunch of hotties.
Yeah, well, if she thought this guy was in his 30s, she's a fucking idiot because he was old as fuck.
Oh, he fucking moved, though.
But he was hanging meat.
He was hanging meat, though.
And it looked like it was 30.
No.
It was a tight meat.
Speaking of hanging meat, dude.
Yeah, speaking of hanging meat.
I went out there to not only learn about the world, but I also went out there to try to have sex with someone that wasn't American.
Yeah, how did that go?
It didn't really work.
Oh.
I tried, though.
At least you shot your shot.
I tried.
Yeah. Was this in France?
Yeah, I tried all over the
globe.
He was
globetrotting.
So how were you working it? Were you
I was doing Tinder, but I was also...
He was globetrotting.
There wasn't enough. There wasn't
his location
thoughts.
Was on, and he had his app up.
That's right. And then also I would take like these, walking tours of cities, and I would try to...
Strike up conversation.
Wearing a hoodie, staring in a window. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I would just watch them. Yeah. I would just like kind of trail them.
I don't know why I pictured you in Europe just patrolling by yourself.
You'd be like petting their hair through the glass.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Waiting to
banging
strike.
On all the windows.
Hiding in dark alleys.
Show me your feet.
Burrito, I gotta talk to you about something.
You have to straighten out some beef.
I mean, you keep bringing this up as if there's any
bullshit.
As if there's anything that would make you think that I'm a foot guy. I think I've made this clear. I'm not a foot. You're the foot guy. I'm not the foot guy.
He's living vicariously through you.
Yeah, it's because you thought I was the foot guy.
That's right. Okay.
I'm the foot guy. No, you're the foot guy. I feel like you're the foot guy.
I'm not drunk. You're drunk.
No, you're the foot guy.
No, that's fair, dude. I
false accusations going around the room.
You're right, dude. I'm sorry.
When you point one finger, you point four back. Yeah. Four right
one
back
toe,
at you.
If you point a toe.
Right, because the thumb does face forward. You're right. And some people say it's not a finger, which is stupid.
Yeah, you're right. Anyways, I didn't get laid. I did go on I had like the flu. Like right when I got that, I got really sick.
Are you sure it was the flu?
No.
You tested it?
I did test for COVID. I didn't get it.
He didn't pop.
Oh, okay.
I did go on this Tinder date with someone.
Was this in France?
This was in France. It was like the last night I was there. And she
last
had just gotten
night,
her
I had a dream.
Her tonsils removed.
Damn. Oh, well, she needed some ice cream.
Did you bring her some ice cream?
Or at least a popsicle?
I really should. Actually, we did eat at a... We did McDonald's, and she had ice cream.
Tell me about McDonald's in France.
Well,
what do they call a quarter pounder with cheese? What do they call a quarter pounder with cheese?
Call them fries?
Did you get a quarter pounder with cheese in France?
I think we'll talk about this in Wiffle, dude. We'll talk about McDonald's.
Oh, shit.
Everybody.
So, but anyways, we were both, I was like miserable and she was too. She had just got her tonsils removed. Gemini says that, she had more room, but I don't think she felt that way.
I also feel like she was lying.
She might have been lying.
Lying to Brian?
She was on her fifth date and she didn't want to deep throat anymore.
Yeah. It was already bruised. It was bruised and she needed a cover story.
Yeah, she wasn't lying that it hurt. But
she gets free dinner every time and that's how she eats. Yeah. You know, the economy.
You know,
the
actually, she bought it.
She bought yours too?
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. You owe her something. Yeah, wow, dude. What'd you give her?
What?
Some fingies? A side hug?
On the cheek.
Yeah.
Give her a side hug?
I was so sick.
Dude, play it off.
Yeah. But anyways, it was fine.
What a the histamine response.
That's Bro, right. You're right.
You fucking it was cure, man. Forgot about the
you
histamine
right
response.
You're right there at the cure, like an NFC.
The cure was right there on the mucosa.
You're right.
Christ.
I didn't want to get her sick.
You couldn't take your medicine is what it
that
was.
That sounds like a sick, sad excuse, man.
Couldn't take your medicine.
If she wanted to, I would have gotten her sick, but she obviously didn't want to.
Sure.
Obviously. So you're making up an excuse.
Yeah.
It's cool.
And then I went and visited an old friend that was my French professor back
You've
in the
mentioned.
Day. I mentioned
Hello,
her.
Darkness, my old
and
friend.
She was pregnant, as I mentioned, right? So what I didn't anticipate was that she was very, very paranoid about COVID.
Sure.
She made me wear
as
a mask the whole time.
Women should be.
Yeah, and she's like in her 40s, so.
High-risk pregnancy
high
women.
High-risk. So I had to wear the
high
mask
reward.
The whole time, and then like the last night, you know, we cuddled and stuff, but that's about it. You know, it was nice. It was fine.
Was mommy milking?
Not mommy quite. Was milking.
I didn't milk, you know.
She said very pregnant.
I did rub her pregnant belly, and I liked it.
She God,
I'm a fucking freak, dude.
She wanted a freak.
I'm a fucking pregnancy freak, dude.
This used to be me.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, you mind if I saddle up, buddy?
Damn, Brian, I feel for you. I feel for you being in that moment and it's not happening.
It's fine. It was fine.
Did you like the idea that you could have cream pied that and been
yes.
fine? That's crazy.
Sure,
man.
Absolutely.
All right.
What can you do? Anyways, that's pretty much it. It was fun. I saw some shit.
Any weird differences than in America?
Any of the countries?
Not really. I did go to this poetry. I went to this poetry night and
you hypocrite.
I fucking hate poetry, dude.
All right.
But I went because I was going to open mics every night in Paris. English
that was
open
your mission?
Mics. And some comic was like, hey, you could do comedy at this poetry.
Nice, dude.
I went and I was the only stand up. I was the only one not doing poetry. Went there and there was just, they were like,
it's the
like,
night.
You should have opened with the night.
No. But anyway, I did pretty well because everything else was boring and stupid.
Poetry sucks.
Poetry sucks ass.
Especially live poetry.
Oh, my God. It's not
I can
meant
imagine.
To do that. But it was like a packed crowd and it was fun.
Damn.
But
and he slayed because he was making them yuck.
Yeah.
First thing I get in there, dude, the first thing she says, okay, hey, can I do stand up tonight? She goes, yeah, we do have a rule here. No racism, no sexism.
Uh-huh.
Well, then I'm out.
Fair enough.
I said, bye bye.
You're no. like, hey, do you know who I am? I'm Brian fucking McFly.
But then it just bugged me. I was like, I came all this way just to.
So
just
you tell me with the sexism, your set is done?
What do you mean?
Like you
he
can't
doesn't
perform
have sex
it?
Shit in his,
I don't.
Who's, him as a person.
It just annoyed me.
Are
that
you just joking that there are rules?
No,
like you could have worked around it.
No, it was annoying that they.
No,
had
no,
these...
I don't have racist or sexist jokes. I'm just saying it's annoying to walk into a place that's like.
This is a free open space.
This is like
we...
a art. This artistic open
it's
creative
a poetry
space.
Slam. Like,
and
what
here
do you
are
expect?
Some here are some speech codes that I'll give you right off the
Especially
bat.
Especially at a poetry slam.
Yeah, but anyway, so they were really woke and that was annoying, but whatever.
Well, you still got a good response.
I got a good response.
So
was it your best crowd of all time?
Because you said it was a packed house.
It was a good crowd, yeah.
Wow.
Also, there's this hot chick, dude, and I saw that she was with her boyfriend, and I did pretty well. So later on, she walked through the bar, and she looked at me, and we made eye contact, and we smiled at each other, and I was like, God, I could fuck this girl.
You
her
made
boyfriend
eye
may have
contact,
let you.
And you went
it's in Europe.
But yeah.
But then he wouldn't want
the
peace, too.
How do you navigate that?
You fucking navigate
Get
it. That's how
there.
You navigate it. Sometimes
you didn't
the
say
way
two
to
words
do
to
it
each other?
Is to do it.
Just to be like, hey, would you mind?
Hey, menage a trois. I speak French. What's up? What's up, bitch? What's up?
Yeah.
From America, we call that a threesome.
Yeah, we call that fucking, I don't know.
Spit roasting.
Yeah.
Hey, want to take her to the Eiffel Tower?
That's right. That's right.
You got to make it topical. You got to know your audience.
Know,
they love
right.
that shit.
I
they
know.
Love Eiffel Tower jokes.
Yeah, but, you know, it was fun.
Cool, man.
So was that part of your European mission was to get behind the mic as much as
European
possible?
European missionary.
Not really, but I didn't have any friends in Paris, so I thought this would be a good way to go. And
did you have
social
in Paris?
Oh God, I thought about that. I thought about that every day. I in my mind, I said it every day.
Oh Jesus Christ!
I looked in the mirror and I said, "Yeah."
All right, the me date revisited. Did Brian break his $25 high mark on his Euro trip? You treat yourself before you eat yourself out in Europe? What was your priciest meal?
On myself, no.
Yeah. No?
No. It was all cheap. I went out to eat with my cousin in London, and they were letting me stay, so I paid for the meal.
Good. You went to Albon Palm?
Some Indian restaurant.
Did you have some bangers and mash?
Did you know Indian is the number one thing? Takeaway?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like takeout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of Indian people.
A lot of Indian food.
I thought they liked Indian food so much over there.
They do.
I think they do. Number one takeout. And this was like in the middle of like a village, like a small village in
Curry.
Even in like the middle of nowhere, they have Indian food.
That's fine.
Anyways, yeah. System of a Down.
System of a Down.
Okay, the reason I brought this up is, or wanted to talk about this is because at some point I was in Rome and I was like, I was kind of feeling lonely.
Did you leave your keys up on the table?
You were feeling Romely.
I was feeling Romely and I was like, I was just...
You weren't feeling sublime with Rome?
Oh my God.
Santeria!
Oh my God, dude. Anyways, I was, I don't know. I was just feeling like, oh, I'm ready to leave.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there just watching videos and I was watching like this guy like break down...
Crying?
No. Breakdown like musically, like Chop Suey.
Uh-huh.
So I was just watching these videos.
Nice, dude.
I was like tearing up. Let's say System of a Down. I was obviously in a bad. I was kind of in a bad space,
way. Yeah.
Because I was just like moved by it. I was like, holy shit. And now that I'm thinking about it, I realize I'm like, no, I just fucking love
System of a Down.
Three songs by System of a Down.
Yes.
That's the.
Ooh.
Yeah, I knew this. I knew you wouldn't like this. You know, this is our Nickelback segment, but this is
Brian's
the Phoenix Edition from the Ashes.
Why did you dislike them before? Let's go over that.
I think
that.
I was just scared.
Yeah.
Because I don't particularly like metal or heavy metal.
And it's
or,
challenging.
A lot of it is, and a lot of it, I tried to listen to more than just the three great songs, which are obviously Toxicity, Chop Suey, and Aerials,
uh-huh.
which are both, I think they're
bangers.
All, I think they're all great. And then I tried to listen to other ones, and it's some there's some
Why
good stuff.
Why the bar?
What's that?
The Bombs one? System.
Yeah, I know what song you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's BYOB.
Oh,
yeah, BYOB.
That was one that I
Computers.
Liked.
Computers! You depend on our existence and your tender flies from the tablecloth.
That was one of the ones. Yeah, I like that one.
Everybody's going to the party, have a real good time.
Here's a problem. There's a lot of other singer on the newer, on the like the later stuff.
Other singer.
And that guy
such a lonely day.
He can get fucked. Even though apparently he wrote the music a lot, on a lot of it.
Yeah, which,
but
he should
have just kept.
The loneliest day of my life.
I didn't like that one.
You ever listen to the very first CD?
Jesus.
It was a
Gone Beer song.
Burrito,
cue the Breer song.
Harken us back, Burrito.
What?
A lot of those are real good. What Sugar's was the first on that CD? Album.
Sugar!
It's just called System of a Down.
I like Sugar.
Mushroom People.
Spiders is on that one. War is on that one.
Oh, yeah.
Which one is this?
Sugar.
I liked this one. But there's nothing like Chop Suey, Chop Suey, Aerials, and Toxicity are like the
Apex.
Pinnacle of what they're doing.
Yeah, and the radio bangers.
And it's also like
the weirdness and all the clashes and everything.
Yeah, and like, but the dynamics and the use of like silence and space in it. A lot of these other songs,
Sacred Silence,
and
Sleep,
but like the other songs are just kind of like. Too much, like it's just like hardcore
not
all the way
much
through.
Balance.
Yeah, it's just like. Anyways, those three, I love them, dude. Anyways, I guess the point of this was that I used to hate them. Or not hate them. I was just like,
you're afraid of them.
I was afraid of them.
You're afraid to love them.
But then I started thinking about it. Middle school dance, like maybe seventh grade, like they played Chop Suey, and this was like a hike of Chop Suey, and everyone went fucking nuts, including me. I'd never heard it before. But then I felt bad because it felt...
wrong against Jesus.
Yeah, it felt sacrilegious was another thing.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of is.
It is. But so I turned my back on it. That was my chance to fall in love with System of a Down. But I
thought you did.
Yeah, later in life. After System of a Down had moved on from Brian,
yeah,
found somebody else. Namely, Burrito. It was too late for Brian and System of a Down to become a thing, but Burrito's always loved them.
Yeah.
Steal This Album is a really good album, too.
Yeah, Jesus. There's some good stuff on there. I love the Middle Eastern...
Serge Tankian?
Yeah, or just the elements that...
Mm-hmm.
They're Armenian, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and his voice is great. But it's just really, it's weird for me to like it because it's just not up my alley.
It is harder than I would imagine for you. But it's so good. It's I feel it's undeniable.
Yeah. At least
in some fundamental level, if you are able to make it through the song, it's undeniable.
Everybody!
I think what cemented it was that we took that Uber ride in the morning and that lady was listening to it.
Yes.
And I was just like, in the morning, you're just like especially vulnerable. And you, or I am.
Was this on the way to get the plan B?
No. It was him and I.
Yeah, no,
there's no plan B necessary. That's the joke.
Fucking with you guys.
There's this one song where he says something.
Beer
and he's
songs.
Like, there's one flag. Flaggy but one, and it's like one of my favorite lyrics.
Flaggy but one.
Yeah, he says there's one flag. Flaggy but one. I can't remember what it's called.
That's a close call.
Yeah, that's the point.
Flaggy.
I think it's called L E A I O A I O.
Oh, that I like that one too.
That one?
Oh, you guys know that song?
I don't know.
I listened to it today. Yeah.
I think it's I-E-A-I-A-I-O.
I couldn't tell.
That's the chorus. He just says that.
Yeah. I-E-A-I-A-I-O.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, it is that song.
We'll put him in the
middle of that slap on that bass drum. Clap, 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 clap.
Yeah.
This also made me think about the Nickelbox in general.
Is the point redemption?
I think so. For me, it is. It's like there's, I think that if there's one song that is good or even a part of a song is good,
you can't throw away
the whole band away.
You can throw away U2, though.
But U2, you think there's nothing good about any of U2's songs?
I mean, I think you can throw away U2. I throw away Weezer.
But even with the good songs?
Yeah.
But even you can sing along to them.
That's
you know
okay.
them so well.
You would sacrifice.
You're not actually throwing
all
them away.
I throw them all away.
Nothing on the Blue album.
I give them all back.
Nothing on Pinkerton.
If I could have some brain space back, I'd get rid of Weezer.
That's crazy to me. That's insane.
If I had
to break his heart.
You're not breaking my heart, but it's just,
industry plants.
They are from L.A.
Beverly Hills.
And that song sucks ass.
That song sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you know how I was talking about redemption? That's really pushing my my limits of redemption right there.
Yeah.
But, my automobile's a piece of crap.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
I could even forgive them for Hash Pipe. I don't mind Hash Pipe, but
I got my Hash Pipe.
Beverly Hills. Anyways.
Speaking of sucks.
What do you guys think of Sonic?
The Hedgehog?
Sonic Restaurant.
Oh.
The drive-in. America's drive-in.
America's only
drive-in.
America's
drive-in.
I eat it once a month at least.
I don't eat it that often. But they used to have car hops.
Yeah.
With roller skates.
Yeah.
And they used to pay you a dollar more to wear the roller skates.
Really?
Yeah. No, they wouldn't.
Guess they would.
I think so. That sounds...
Back in our day, for sure.
Sounds allowable then.
I remember that.
All the cute girls at my high school worked at Sonic.
All right, so Brian, you eat at Sonic regularly, so you must have a regular type of order.
Just a fucking regular burger.
You go in half price.
Number
strips.
One, dude. It's
and
always
it's
the
always
number
one
mustard.
And theirs is a very, very standard burger.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a standard burger.
Standard.
I feel like the bun's a little too big for
what it. I don't like is the shredded lettuce.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't like normal lettuce. I actually would prefer, if there's going to be any lettuce on it, shred it.
Really? Wow.
I feel like Sonic's one of those places that I can dismiss.
Yeah, I regularly dismiss it, but what's your qualms? What's going
on
here?
My qualms is
what's going on with you?
They win the drink game, am I right?
Win the drink game?
Ocean water?
Yeah. Round 44 cherry limeades?
All kinds of signature drinks, whatnot. Get out of here. Make up your own thing. You got your own custom thing. They got those choices.
They hang their hat on it.
Yeah, there's so many.
You know what my drink order is?
It's a Sonic Sunrise. We know this.
With vanilla added.
With vanilla full. It's a Sonic creamsicle. A Sonic cream pie.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
You get a Sonic cream pie? Right.
Up in there.
Sonic Blast?
It ain't coming out no matter how hard he pushes.
Uh-uh.
I used to eat there all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about it. So what's your regular thing?
I used to get the toaster melt.
We used to
get the brown bag special together back in the day when
we
were
raised. Yeah,
and then we would throw the pickles on the ground.
Because
we were a piece of shit kids. Yeah. We would take them out and throw them on the ground.
Why is that so bad?
Even if we didn't ask for no pickles. We just had it out for pickles back in the day.
They were asking for extra pickles.
Just throw them on the ground. That's a shitty thing to do.
It's not that shitty.
It's pretty shitty.
Why?
Like in the parking lot of just throwing down pickles.
Clean that up.
No, the crows will eat it or the pigeons.
Not necessarily.
Hey, riddle me this about that moment of throwing those pickles on the ground. Did you tip on your order?
Why would you tip at Sonic?
Damn!
I always feel bad, but I don't.
Why would you tip at Sonic? We were kids.
You're supposed to.
I mean, apparently. I'd probably throw them to change, but it's no dollar bills.
No, it's not
part of the courtesy.
It's not good, though.
Because they had the change belt.
Change counts.
They had the change belt.
Change is a tip.
And they, don't worry about the coins, baby girl.
You keep them.
Because I'm giving you pickles.
So you told them to keep the change.
Tommy pickles.
Yeah, dropping pickles. Ordering pickles and nickels. Drop them.
I used to like the Frito pie wrap.
Oh, yeah. The Frito pie there. They have Frito pie, which is awesome.
The chili cheese dogs are not great.
The
Coney's
great.
But they're good. I'll eat it.
It is good.
Get
the onions and the mustard on it.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll get a corn dog. Corn dog, cheese sticks,
half French drink.
I'm not a cheese stick guy.
If I was working on Halloween, we'd go over there and just get
50 cent corn dogs.
Yeah. We get a ton of corn dogs.
So there's a lot of tradition mixed in with the Sonic experience.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. It's very nostalgic. Yeah. Sonic is very nostalgic. I don't go either anymore. Anymore.
He's grown up. That's where I'm getting at. Yeah. I'm getting there.
All right. All right. Let's keep going.
Let's orbit this.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to, let's reminisce about what's good about Sonic and then let me shit on it.
Well, sure. Open your mouth, Sonic, because here it comes.
I mean, I think we're there, though. I think we're ready for your shit.
Yeah, so Sonic, I feel like I came from a different planet than you guys because you have so much appreciation for this shitty drive-in concept.
So you don't even like the concept.
Yeah.
None of your friends worked at Sonic.
No.
Okay, we had several.
Yeah, so there's part one of like this nostalgia that you can give credit to this shitty drive-in.
Plus, we would drive around a lot together.
I used to just walk next door when I was worked the bus.
But that was then, and we're talking about now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like if you guys went back to try to enjoy it, you would feel the same things that I'm feeling.
I don't care for it.
Yeah, that's...
It's not the best.
It's just fine. And then I would get the hot dog, long-ass hot dog.
So you're saying, Sonic is a dying breed?
It might be.
Do you think, the kids today are, into it, too?
No.
Yeah, so that's crazy. Going there... All right, so Sonic has an app now, right? And so I'm like...
Sure, why wouldn't they?
I'm playing the game, where I like to master an app by,
That's art game, the game of life.
It's my mastering.
It's coupons on apps.
Yeah, coupons
for fast food only.
Checking customizations. I'm like this total...
It's got to be more than 5%.
I am quite the judge when it comes
to
that.
It's
got to
be more 5% unless you're a woman, dude.
Yeah, right? No, it needs to be free when it comes to these driving things. Okay. You need to be giving
some free tots.
Practically giving something away.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they do the half-price drinks all day for the app. That's, great bonus.
Yeah.
That's going to get you because that's, their number one thing is the drinks.
Yeah, people go there just for the drinks. Yeah.
And what's another thing people might go there for that's
tots?
Tots. It kind of is like the tots. It's like the next thing.
Yeah,
after tots.
And then the crushed ice.
I never get the tots.
I was going to say the homemade onion rings, the fresh-made onion rings. Yeah, but it's still, a big Sonic
item. Whataburgers are better.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. The onion rings was ordered in this app order, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, get some drinks, burger, whatnot, chili dog, this stuff, and onion rings, just one little side to go with this. And get the order, take the order home, inspect the order. Should have inspected it when they gave it to us.
Of course.
And
no onion rings.
No onion rings, but in its place.
Tater tots.
No, not tater tots.
French fries?
Soggy fries.
French fries.
It's always soggy. Always soggy.
I hate
that. How much of a disappointment is that if that happens to
you? Oh, that's apex disappointment.
It's not a consolation, the fries.
Yeah. And check this out.
Yeah.
Large order of onion rings running $4.39 these days.
You're right. So you were willing to pay the $4.39.
Which is quite a bit for a side.
It's a
if
ton
you ask
for
me,
a side.
For a shitty drive-in.
That wait, used to be a
wait,
burger
I
price.
I thought you got them for... Wait, no, did you buy them or you got them for free?
You got half-price drinks.
I was getting half-price drinks, and I think there must have been a free entree. It was a buy one, get one entree.
But you paid for the onion
Those
rings.
Were the bonuses.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, paid for the onion rings. We're getting
wow.
Sonic. Let's throw some fucking onion rings in here.
Wow. They fucked you. Did you complain?
Fuck yeah, dude!
Wait, you went back or you called?
No, through the app.
Yeah, through the app, user contact form.
And then they
it
get
out.
Back to you. They get back to you faster.
Dude,
on
it's
that
like
shit.
Opening a trouble ticket. You know what
uh-huh.
I mean? It's like
uh-huh.
my cable ain't working, Spectrum,
so what
or whoever.
Happened?
So they got back to me twice. First time was through the ticket, and what they ended up doing was just giving me a free onion ring in my app. So somehow you give them the information,
smart.
This is my ticket, this is my account, and then they somehow associate it with that account.
Yeah.
So fine, kind of made up for that, and I was like, okay, I mean, I'll give it another shot. So went ahead and
only one,
and everything went well.
Rings.
We'll get there.
Oh, shit.
I'm saving
so
that
because everything went perfect.
That's for the wiffle.
Then they contacted you again.
There you go, Gemini Jackson. You're on the right track.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I also left my number because I got the guts for that.
Yeah, of course.
Call me back. Let's talk about it.
You love when someone else is wrong.
Sorry.
You love when somebody else is wrong and has to come crawling back to you.
Partly true, yeah.
Okay, so
I'm not going to deny that.
I'm sorry. I might have missed something. So you got a free
On the app.
On the app. You got a free onion ring.
They called me back on the onion ring they didn't give me the first time.
What did you go back to get
the
onion
ring? No, then they called him.
They called you? Why?
Because they have protocol.
They were following up on the survey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or the complaint, as they phrased it.
So they give you the credit, and then they call you.
Somebody else on a
different
team.
Someone else, yeah. It sounded like the manager of that location.
Let me speak to your manager.
Okay. So the guy calls back, leaves a message because I don't answer the phone. Yeah, it's like I don't get the message until like an hour later. But it's one of those transcribed messages because technology is amazing these days.
Sure.
I read it, and it's transcribed pretty well. And I'm like, okay, on my lunch break, I'll go ahead and call him back, and we can chat.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Why? I would never call them back in 100 years.
It's a courtesy.
Dude.
Yeah.
He left his number.
I got the huevos. I gave him my number. Give me a call.
But why do you want to talk about it?
Because it's delicious.
Okay.
No, maybe I can make a change. That's what I believe.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
I like it.
I can shake this place.
I didn't realize it was like that.
He's going to whip this place into shape.
I'm all about making a difference.
He's what's that guy? Robert with the muscles. Kitchen Restoration or some shit.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've seen him.
Yeah.
Kitchen Impossible or Restaurant Impossible.
Restaurant Impossible.
All right, so lunch break comes around. The lunch break comes around. And I decide, before I like call him back, I should at least listen to the audio of this transcription, right?
Okay. Sure.
Because I was already convinced to call him back based on the transcription.
Yeah.
But then I played back the audio, and it was this like mushmouth dimwit, what the fuck are you managing? Kind of sounding guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk to this guy. You know, it's just one of those.
They're paying this guy $25,000 a year to manage him, Sonic. And you're not getting the best and the brightest. Also.
It was one of those. It sounded like someone was twisting his arm to call me back.
Well, it's part of protocol. Right. He had to.
Yeah.
I don't know why he would be happy to call you back.
But he didn't want to man up on it. I feel like it was going to be one of those one-sided conversations if I called him back.
It sure would.
Why would it be, though? He obviously forgot your onion rings.
Yeah, and he wouldn't know the script to like make things even better.
Yeah.
That was like my gripe about
But also,
Sonic.
Could you make, if I'm to believe you that you wanted to make things better, and I believe you, do you really think this would, you think there's any making this better?
This is what I was thinking when this whole thing was going down.
Making the world better, I mean.
If the manager actually
had. I can vouch for this. Mm. It's like driving by a Sonic location that's already been dismantled, or driving by another Sonic location that's been closed and littered with graffiti.
Uh-huh.
I wanted that Sonic to become one of those.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I want that Sonic to become one of those.
Change he wants to see in the
I
world.
I understand that.
They are so shitty at what they did kind of thing, and I'm not the only person that this happened to kind of thing. You know?
And onion rings for $4.39
against the competition that's like less than a quarter mile down the way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like first you got $4.39 sides. If we think about places like McDonald's, Jack in the Box, name it.
Whataburger.
Like what kind of sides?
Side is at the most $2.30.
Yeah, three something.
I mean three.
It doesn't exceed four.
Yeah, probably with like Whataburger onion rings is $3 something. Yeah.
I would say, but within a meal, it's probably like the meal is probably $7-$8, right?
Nah, like $9.
Really? Well, that's Whataburger, though. Yeah. But we're talking about Sonic.
But even Sonic's like $9 almost.
I don't think McDonald's or Jack in the Box is like that. Though.
No.
I feel like Jack Sonic's in the Box at that can level. Be. They're at that level. Their food sucks so hard that they're at that level.
Sonic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The quality of their food versus like Whataburger's quality.
Right.
Yeah, far inferior to where they should only be charging maybe $6 or less.
McDonald prices.
This is just the way it's all set up. This is the infrastructure to where they're always going to fuck up. And the only thing they can do is give the people some money or just pay them back for the fuck up. That's the only way they can fix it. They're not going to like become better companies.
The service is not going to get better.
No,
torn down.
Yeah.
Covered in graffiti.
R wants to see them become better or be covered in graffiti.
I like that.
So he tried to make the change.
It's going
to
be the second one.
I think if this guy's a franchise owner and this is his personal Sonic and he cares that the success of the business and he calls Art to like apologize and get some more critique or like things like that.
We have a healthy conversation.
Then Art becomes more of a hardened customer towards that Sonic. He would do it more often.
And I might even promote them somehow like through like a social media post or something.
But obviously the guy didn't care. He was a mush mouth piece of shit.
Yeah. Just being real, that guy would not make any change with what I relayed to him. If I enlightened this man, he would not make the changes needed to keep that place afloat.
Well, his loss. Sonic Corporate.
Sonic, you done been arbitrated.
That was Double X Quantum Unknown.
Will you dare as financial advisors? When you gonna move some weight? Wow, wait. Who do you help you diversify your holdings? Flat rate. Always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
You know, I have a
And this is the news.
Oh yeah, it's the news. I have a sticky note.
Yeah.
What's this called? Tallies?
Yeah, you made some tally marks.
A tally marks. It's 14.
Tally me a banana.
Yeah, it's yellow.
14.
14 is the amount of times I've peed today.
Wow.
Jesus
Christ. Why
are you
peeing so much?
I drink a lot
of fluids.
Do
you have diabetes?
I don't know. I don't. But
I have Hydroseal.
I have beta.
I do have Hydroseal. I think it's because I've drank literally almost 14 drinks today. So that probably makes sense.
Wow.
Different kinds of drinks.
Just keeping track of
it. A whiskey drink. He drinks a cola drink. He drinks a rum drink. He drinks a razzle drink.
He sings the songs that remind him of the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the best times. Oh, daddy boy. Daddy boy. He's in the night away.
I get knocked down. When I get up again.
You're never going to get me down. All right.
Chumbawamba.
Chumba to my wamba.
Tell me about these dogs or this dog.
Who let this dog out?
What? Oh. North Carolina, dog abandoned.
He went out of the closet.
You from the beginning?
Let the dog out of the closet?
Keeping the laugh, I think that's sure. Funny. North Carolina, dog abandoned for being quote-unquote gay gets adopted by a gay couple.
Does this prove that the dog is gay?
I mean, now it's gay because they're going to raise him that way. I was laughing at this because I was just imagining this dumbass with a dog.
Yeah.
This is like, stop being gay, dude.
Oh, dude, get off of me.
Yeah, are you fucking gay? I mean, is this some fucking R-worded guy? I mean, I'm actually woke on this one.
Did you
one,
say
dude.
Mushmouth Dimwit? I heard him say that.
Yeah, Mushmouth
Dimwit.
But anyways, it's just funny to, because I know guys that would be like, God, I like my dog, but sometimes he's fucking gay. Dude.
He's a little too gay for me.
I gotta get rid of this dog.
Do you also, think who abandons dogs, man?
Oh, yeah.
That's such a, I feel like that's like the shittiest thing to do. I get it that, sure, sometimes in the circumstances it doesn't work out and you really can't care for it, whatever, but man, that dog has nothing but you.
The last part of the sentence that describes the article says his owners mistook him for gay.
Oh, so he wasn't.
He wasn't even gay.
He wasn't even gay.
This dog wasn't even gay.
The dog was just doing a bit.
Yeah, imagine
like,
this.
I was just joking.
It's like such a selling point. Similar to like what I was saying about Sonic. Oh, and I didn't mention their fucking false advertising.
Oh,
you know when
no.
you see those commercials and it's just a slice of America and their food's just looking perfect and the drinks are amazing?
Yeah, but that's
sure. That's all commercials.
Fucking lie!
Yeah, I know, dude, but are you like, is this the first time you're learning Santa Claus isn't real? What the fuck?
Kind of, man. Oh, I'm really disappointed.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's, well, you're not real.
Back to the couple. They got false advertised.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because they wanted a gay dog.
They were looking for a gay dog.
That's the real story.
The owners just mistook the dog for being gay. Does the dog have to play off as gay now?
Yeah.
No, the dog's fucking who the
what
dog
if
wants.
What the gay couple made the news abandons the dog for not
being
gay?
Straight?
That would be sad. Dude.
That's a reverse card.
Imagine that really happening, though.
Wow.
It might happen.
It might.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe it already happened. I didn't read this story.
I didn't
Some
read
dudes
it
just rent puppies.
What?
Yeah.
I don't, that doesn't sound good.
Sounds like Brian McFly. Textbook.
They just rent puppies.
Damn, dude.
That's how you get those French women, the pregnant ones that you want a cream pie.
What do you mean?
You know, the
puppies.
Ones that you want a cream
They're
pie.
They're so cute.
Oh, I
you
see.
You want the puppies.
I see. Oh, you're saying I get the dog pregnant?
No.
Sure, man. You could try.
What's going on here?
I think that's called bestiality.
What you're saying.
You're going to have a whole litter of puppies.
Yes. Yeah. Just scan this QR code.
300 drones formed a QR code that rickrolled Dallas on April Fool's Day. This is Art. Art's favorite.
It's hilarious.
Is articulating drones.
And holidays.
And holidays.
And rickrolling?
Rickroll.
Never gonna give.
Now the idea of the drones being able to like form things in the
cool.
sky, it's amazing.
Yeah. First
like
time
that.
I saw it was it like
Super
the opening?
Bowl or some shit?
It was like the opening
Madonna?
Ceremony of
the Olympics?
The like in China.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was cool. So basically, they formed a QR code at night.
Yes.
And then everyone like looked,
scanned it,
and then it was the Rickroll song.
Yes.
That's pretty fun.
Great.
I mean, Rickrolling, I think, should be. I hope it lives on.
They should have done.
It has endured.
I think What's Rick that? Astley invented Rickrolling.
You can't invent a phenomenon like that.
Why not? Why not? What he just sends the link to all his friends all the time.
Yeah,
and then they do it too because they're like, okay, this.
Okay,
piece
so
of
he
shit.
Goes, hey, this is Rick. Just letting you know that I had my first baby. Here's a picture. Follow
yes.
the link.
Yes,
and he does stuff like that.
And he's Rickrolling everybody in his life.
And they're
like,
this is pretty cool.
Yeah,
and then it spreads.
Like, it's yeah,
it's a grassroots.
Yeah,
straight from Rick.
Yeah, and how much fucking YouTube money he's gotten.
I know, and he plays it. You know how he does? He plays into
yeah.
it. He's like he has good sense of humor about it because he
Plus
started.
He's got a great
it.
Voice.
Great. Doesn't this crap sound like hipster as all hell, though?
What?
Yeah.
This whole drone QR code bullshit.
Wait, no, what? This technology, baby.
Yeah, it is technology, but who's coming up with these ideas? The fucking hipsters,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's like someone at an
It's like,
agency.
Dude, you know what would be cool? We take our drones and QR code, but make it the Rick Wall.
So do you like this or you don't like this?
Should have been Lemon Party or something greater.
Jesus Christ. No, he's right. I think you can get in trouble for Lemon Party.
See, now you're not brave anymore.
That's cool. This is hipster shit. That's cool.
Thanks, guys.
Let's get them some Goatsy.
Yeah, Goatsy would have been even
Tub
better.
Girl.
I mean, Tub Girl would have been amazing.
Lemon Party is the most mild of all the things you're talking about. So Lemon Party
is... Meat Spin.
What is meat spin again?
It's just a dick that goes in a circle.
A doomsday clock.
He's getting butt fucked, and then it just, like, as long as you're staying there, it counts the spins.
That's funny. That's really funny.
That's a unit of measurement.
Yeah. It's a unit of time.
Yeah, how many? I've been waiting for you for 17 meat spins.
Not very long.
That's not very long, yeah.
Maybe you could read a whole book.
Author of How to Murder Your Husband, now on trial for husband's murder.
Nancy Crampton Brophy.
Yeah, apparently the judge said that the essay itself is inadmissible in court, so the jury has to dismiss that they know that she wrote an essay called...
Which is always very funny.
Yeah.
You say, hey, you have to pretend like you don't know the thing you know.
Hey, by the way, video of you blasting someone in the face and you're on trial for murder... Can't have that video.
I think in an ideal world, it makes sense that you wouldn't admit... I mean, it like just to make it a fair trial.
Is it supposed to be fair at that point?
I mean, if you write a fucking confession,
but if she wrote this
or
I mean,
remix to
you.
Ignition,
this was more like a plan.
Hot and fresh
than,
in
did
the
she
kitchen.
Write this? She wrote this before that she killed the husband.
Yeah, like How to Rob. Is that admissible in court?
Was this How to Murder Your Husband? That's kind of a funny. If it wasn't someone who actually murdered someone, that's kind of a fun little ironic.
Yeah, could be.
It's like a.
It could
like
be
cheeky.
An expose. It could be very serious.
Do you
it doesn't
think it was
to
meant
be.
To be cheeky?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I think you're injecting
I don't think
that.
So. I think it was a study guide.
It was like, an anarchist cookbook.
Slit
situation.
My throat. Step two, play in my blood. Step three, gather me in dirty sheets and run laughing out of the house. Step four.
Yeah. That's Alkaline Trio, by the way, guys.
Sound like it.
Tune in next time for the rest of the 100.
I don't know why I'm sticking up for this Nancy Crampton Brophy because, you know, in terms of women, this is kind of the worst.
Yeah.
The worst type.
Women that kill their husbands.
The worst betrayal.
Not the ones that blue ball you, Brian.
At least they're not killing him.
No. And the blue ball, I don't mind a blue ball every now and then.
He loves an edge. He loves a good edge.
Also, I'm like 34. I don't think I get blue balls anymore. I don't get that horny.
No, backed up. You don't have that much cum anymore.
Nah.
Done cummed it all out.
Metairie. Is that how you say that?
I believe so.
You Metairie. Brought the city to Slam City so many times at this point.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm always bringing Cajun
I think
ass shit.
This place you get your news like calls out the city a lot.
This was
I think,
like they
yeah,
have
the,
interesting
the place
things.
You get your news is from Metairie Metro.
That
probably.
Must be. Metairie man rigs flashbang and truck to deter break-ins. The man who asked to remain anonymous.
Hey, did you guys see the video?
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Great for Rio!
The man who asked to remain anonymous said he is tired of his truck getting broken into. So this is like...
He's not wrong.
This is near New Orleans or in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And I mean,
yeah,
this is fucking, like this fucking rules. And the reason this hit the news is because the police were like, look, guys, don't...
Take
don't
matters
rig.
In your own hands.
Don't take matters in your own hands. We're not going to fix the problem, but don't do it.
It's dangerous.
So I've what is it called when Batman?
Vigilante.
Yes, vigilantism or village.
Yeah, apparently it's a crime to booby trap.
That's the other thing. Love booby traps.
Bullshit. Yeah, who doesn't love booby traps? As a kid, you grow up fucking loving booby traps.
Boobies.
And most of the time, no one goes into your booby trap. You're just most of the time you're being paranoid.
You are, but this guy was not.
This was not.
This guy's probably gotten his truck broken into several times.
At least three times.
Yeah.
If you're gonna put a booby trap, it's at least three.
Fool
times.
Fool me once.
If you're going to put a flashbang inside of your truck.
Yeah, that too. I mean, flashbangs make a mess.
Yeah.
What exactly is it?
It's a flashbang.
I don't know what it is.
Well, it's like a firework, but it just comes up really bright right at the beginning.
Okay.
Like crazy bright.
So you just have like some ash and some...
You probably have charring because it's just
like a firework, but it's like really strong at the beginning.
I see.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
The guy bolted, which was awesome.
Yeah. Did you guys?
Michael bolted.
You guys like this sort of thing?
Yeah, I love a good booby trap.
I like a good Metairie story.
And I love saying ACAB.
I also
ACAB.
Like trapping boobies too.
Sure. I love shouting ACAB.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Have I really brought in more Metairie news?
Yes, buddy.
I'll have to cite that.
Yeah, please.
We'll have to go through the.
But I'm
the
not.
Notes. Working with
I'm
our
not
historian.
Like going to. I think it was
Metairie.
Either.
Com.
It was either Twitter or it was Reddit.
Maybe
was
Metairie is just a hot.
I think it has
a lot of crimes go through Metairie.
New Florida.
That's what it is.
New Florida.
Speaking of New Florida, Michigan rep who pushed drunk driving expungement. So she was passing this bill for expunging of your drunk driving records.
Love it.
Arrested on second DWI charge.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
What is OW? Operating?
Yeah, probably. Operating. She was trying to be the change she wanted to see in the world.
Yeah.
She was so fucked up.
Bullshit.
She was driving on the freeway. Her tires fell off, and she was driving on the rims throwing sparks, and the cop pulled her over, and she's like, I think there's something wrong with my tires.
That's awesome. What is this,
amateur? He's like, yeah, they're down the road. Now you come with me. Yeah. Hey, step out of the damn car.
I said, step out of the car. I mean, I'm just, like, torn on drunk driving.
Did you see her? Do you see any pics?
She's not bad, yeah, right?
We needed the Brian.
She looks like she boozes.
Review.
She does. She did have kind of a fluffy.
She looks like she likes to party.
She has a purse wine at all times. True or false, burrito?
She stays lit.
Dude, I would. This is a true for me. Even though she's 30, it's a true. Man. She's cute. I mean, she's not hot, but she's cute.
Would you bail her out?
She also looks like a fun time.
That's she definitely saying. Is
look
a fun
time.
Look
at that real. Look, she's smiling with her eyes, dude.
And this is her mugshot.
That's nice.
That's her mugshot.
Is that really? No. No. It's not.
The lighting's too good.
Yeah.
Maybe there's they have better contrast. Lighting for mugshots now.
Sure, especially because she's a congresswoman.
Oh, wait. This is her at mugshot.
I'm of two minds about drunk driving.
Uh huh.
You know, on one hand.
Don't.
It kills people and that's not good. But also on the other hand, I've done it 1,000 times at least.
And you love it.
And it was fun and I loved it. And also I've known a lot of people that had you can go to jail for a really long time.
Yes.
You do like 3 or 4 of these things?
Sure.
And I don't think if you haven't killed anyone, I don't think you should go to jail for longer than a year or two.
Right. To sober
up. But some people will go for like 10 years just because they have
They can't stop drinking and driving.
Yeah, they won't
stop. Getting the right
that's
treatment.
Why they go away for so long.
I don't know how to stop.
I don't like it, though.
Well, you know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese sandcastle artist. Despite not being Japanese and only moderately good at burying his head in the sand to hide from his responsibilities. So grab your plastic shovel and let's bury the lead with these headlines. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
Beppu.
Well, it's not really making sandcastles, but I would like to bury someone, and I think I could do it here.
Uh-oh. Oh,
soak in a sand bath in Beppu, Japan's famous onsen region.
Ooh.
So you can go get, instead of a liquid bath, no, uh-huh. They've got people that bury
take
you.
Take a derp nap.
I like that part.
People bury you? You like that part?
Paying people to bury
you. Is this a sex thing?
Yeah.
Is this a sex thing?
I mean, you're above ground. It's just like you go to the beach ground. And they just put... No, they're putting it on you.
Yeah, but what if you get a boner and it pops through the sand?
Dude, that's what it's all about.
This is a heated sand because it's like an onsen.
Dude, that would give me a boner.
Oh, wow.
But this is like warm sand.
Do they on the top put boobs on you?
Oh, that'd be
like
funny.
Like a whole body?
That would be funny.
The weight of it. It's like, it'd be like a blanket.
Like a weighted blanket.
Options for happy endings.
And it's right by the water, so you can lay down in this bed of hot sand and look out over the waves.
It's beautiful, man.
It's really relaxing. Yeah.
Crashing waves.
Next time you're in Japan, you go into Beppu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get buried in some sand.
It's like $17 or something like
to
that.
To get buried? That's a bargain.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, how long do you get to hang out there?
Dude, my guy, he charges like at least $25, dude. My sand burying guy?
$13 entrance fee,
which
gave him a sand ticket.
What's with Japan and 13, dude? Anyways, go on.
Well, it's 1,500 yen.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So it's $13 to get in and $4 to get buried by someone?
No. I think that comes with a sand ticket.
Oh.
Sand ticket?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. You got your sand ticket?
And a yukata, so you can go and
get
buried once. Like a robe? Yeah.
So you don't have to get buried in the robe?
Yeah, so you don't have to get your clothes dirty.
No. I want to be naked.
Everybody was imagining they'd be naked. You're talking about onsens.
No. Well, but this is sand. It's not water.
Do you believe in healing powers?
So what?
I think it's sandy everywhere.
No, dude.
Sandina?
Speak for yourself.
Sand is apparently really hot. Like, it's hot enough to make you sweat. That's, like, the whole point.
Oh, maybe it'll burn your ass.
You're usually in it for, like, 15 minutes or so. And then
hot enough to swell your boner.
Yeah.
Keep you in check.
Cook some dogs.
Just boil.
Yeah.
Sand boil my dog, dude.
Fry some eggs.
Speaking of thick water, for those of you who want thick,
oh Jesus,
triple C thick,
oh Jesus,
there's a Japanese vending machine that allows you to choose your drink thickness.
What?
You are smelly. What does milkshakes?
Yeah. What?
No. You can buy your regular types of drinks: coffee, tea, matcha lattes.
Oh, nice.
cocoa, hot cocoa. And you can pick up to 3 levels of extra thickness. Yeah, yeah.
What do they put in there? How do you thicken something?
Rice?
Cornstarch?
Gluten?
Cornstarch
will work.
Different ways, but
of course.
But this is actually
of course. Where are you guys' mindset?
What the? We're in the wrong mindset, guys.
Yeah, we got to get back in the cum
Jesus
mindset.
Jesus Christ! It was right in front of us this entire time.
The thickness is called taromi, so you can pick.
Jesus, I like mine extra taromi,
huh?
So we would all want. Jesus. We would all want the triple C.
Of course.
Level
three, I feel
right?
Like you have to try the thickest.
Yeah.
And the quickest.
You have to.
All creased up and ready to go.
I mean, heavy whipping cream for the coffee, but that's not really.
It does thicken up your coffee,
but it
though.
Also
but
changes
yeah,
the coffee.
Yeah, I think.
It doesn't say.
It's probably
how
just like a slurry of some
it,
kind.
But yeah, yeah.
It's probably cornstarch, if yeah. I had to guess.
But in your coffee? I guess it doesn't taste
it doesn't
like
cornstarch.
Cornstarch
is pretty, yeah, neutral.
Wow. Tapioca starch. It's tapioca
yeah,
starch.
Yeah, I'll believe that too.
100%.
Okay. All
right.
I would try it. I'm curious.
Let's say the thickness was like curious. A 1 to 5, 1 being kind of thin or as thin as it gets, like maybe 0 is nothing.
Like rubbing then, alcohol
yeah,
is a 1.
5 is like jizz.
Just, I mean, just.
This is dehydrated.
There's a lot of tasty things.
Like
that have
you haven't pissed 14 times like Brian McFly. You right. Maybe had like half a glass of water. And
in 3 days.
You haven't ejaculated in like
and
a
you've
week.
Been exercising a lot.
Yeah.
And you've been eating a lot of
meat
celery.
Product. Celery, apparently.
And doesn't, pineapples.
Doesn't celery make it more
it's a negative.
Granular?
It's a negative food.
More volume?
Oh, I don't know. I've never looked up the volume cocktails.
Sounds like you've done a lot of semen research.
Yeah, I think anyway.
You've seen some men.
Is it true about pineapples?
It's disgusting.
I've heard that if you mix pineapple juice with your cum, it tastes better.
What? The pineapple juice or your cum?
Yeah, you put the pineapple
but
juice
what,
and
what
the
tastes
cum.
Better?
Just every, I mean, the cum.
But not the pineapple juice.
It's fun together.
You don't like pineapple juice and you love cum, in which it's reverse.
Sure.
Semen's the thickener.
So.
And the quickener.
Yeah. All greased up and ready to go.
Speaking of
semen.
Having choices.
Oh.
Choices?
For the working otaku. Convertible.
What are otaku?
Nerds.
People like,
nerds.
Yeah, people. They're
God, you guys know
Japanese
a lot of Japan
word
words.
Weebs. Okay. Acceptable.
Convertible backpack bags you can take to work and anime idol events.
Oh.
So these are.
Bags
these are backpacks.
Again?
Yeah,
I swear,
so
like
are,
a couple episodes, you're like, bags? Bags that show
oh,
that you
yeah,
imported
that's right.
them.
Yeah, that
right.
prove you got your doujinshi in there.
Those are the embarrassment bags. These are.
The etchy bags.
They convert
kind of?
To something.
Yeah, yeah.
These are
so,
practical.
Tell me how they convert.
Inside out?
So they
like
look like regular
boy?
Backpacks.
Upside down.
Right? They look like regular backpacks. You can take them
like jam
anywhere.
Sport? Yeah,
right?
Like jam sport?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you flip them out.
But then if you want to go and like show your otaku insides, right?
Like what?
You kind of unzip the outside part and you flip it down and there's like a plastic window. And in the plastic window, you can put in...
Porn.
Yeah,
like
any
an
kind of
anime
stuff or...
That's not even that much of an invention.
Like buttons.
You put a fucking plastic
it's just a,
bag.
It's a backpack window.
It's just, yeah, it's a backpack
yeah,
window.
Yeah.
What if you want to put a gun in there?
You can't. They don't have guns in Japan.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Also,
man,
that would be brandishing.
Like dude. A Nerf gun.
You can yeah. brandish in America, bro.
No, it's illegal to brandish.
You can walk around with a fucking gun.
Yeah, but that's not brandishing.
How is it not?
I guess if this would be brandishing, that would be brandishing. Yeah. But it's I use brandishing.
What if
wrong.
It's just a picture of a gun?
Brandishing, I think, is holding it and saying, hey.
Issue of guns and ammo.
Yeah. But what if you're just like holding it over your
what
shoulder
if it's guns
like,
and
like
ammo.
Badass?
Should
what
be.
If you got 2 shotguns over your shoulder
that's
like
just,
a badass?
That's just fucking cool.
Nobody can touch you, right?
That's right.
Right.
Plus that otaku backpack.
Yeah, because crazy. Then it's like, what, you're going to press charges because this guy fucking
he
rules?
Looks fucking cool as shit? That makes you a nerd. Come with me. Well, that was the Burritos Nippon News and the rest of the news. Otaku.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Gets serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets. And I gets it. So get it.
This is what after lunch.
Is there a new sound in that?
That was Art flying us back from Japan.
Oh, I see.
On a helicopter, which would have taken forever.
We took the contra helicopter. It's like Saigon, though.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
It was actually 1945.
Okay.
What's that?
The end of World War II.
Oh, they had helicopters? No,
there were plenty of helicopters. Have
really?
You seen MASH?
You ever seen MASH? Actually,
that was Korean.
That was Korea.
I know! Damn it! That's a joke!
Because suicide is painless.
Is such a little sexy ass.
All right, Burrito, what did you have for lunch?
What did you have for lunch?
That's the title track.
I will do a...
Boom chi.
A clue for every ingredient.
Oh, shit.
In the name of this thing.
In the name of this thing!
Guess what? If you two was in the Nickel Box, you wouldn't be able to do that bit.
Well,
I never said I hated you two.
He does.
Burrito does.
I do not like it.
Three boom cheese.
Sorry.
Boom chi, this first ingredient, has something in it that will make you sleepy.
Turkey.
Come.
Boom chi.
Oh, okay.
Boom chi, the
come doesn't make
ingredient.
Me sleepy. Coming makes me sleepy.
You can get him at Thickum Farms.
Turkey bacon guac!
That's right.
Oh, what was going to be your third clue?
Guac. Yeah, tell us about the guac. It's green.
Oh, yeah. Father,
it was spread on top of my spinach.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is a quiz
there was
thing?
A new guy quiz, there.
Yeah. Oh, no,
there
a new guy. Tell us about it, Burrito!
What he happened? Made the same mistake, and I should have corrected him. But
rookie fucking
I wasn't
mistake.
Quick enough.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was paying, and then I turned, and he was already
it
put
was
the
too late.
Spinach on there, and I was like, God damn it, you motherfucker.
This is just, just an order of operation mistake that people make. I mean, why do they keep
it
doing
is.
This? It's just like they kind of
because
like,
it's a customized sandwich.
No, it's not.
Yeah, what? It is.
Because he asked me what I wanted on there, and I said spinach.
He forgot. Give him another chance.
Maybe it's the order that you're saying it.
And you forgot the guac.
No. I mean, yeah. It comes with guac
oh,
because
I
it's
see.
Turkey bacon guacamole. And so he said, what else do you want
they
on
need
it?
To put
and
that said, tub of guacamole earlier in the game.
That might be it, too.
I think the positioning of where
side.
It is.
It's all
yeah,
the
but what
side.
Order? Is it before the lettuce or after the lettuce? If you were looking
what
at
do
it.
What you mean?
It's next to the sour cream with or the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
He's saying, is he coming?
How does the lettuce get there before the guac is what I'm asking.
Yeah, is the lettuce before the guac?
On the outside line.
He reaches with his right hand, I guess.
On the outside.
I'm just saying. There's
does he
like,
have a clear opportunity to put the guac down before the
there's
lettuce?
Some, there's an engineering
yeah,
issue going
absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
Then he's yeah. a fucking mushmouth dimwit.
These are people who work at Quiz Yes.
Yeah.
That's fine, but there's some people that
they're
actually
not sandwich artists.
Are all about that job.
There's not a line of bullshit. Ingredients there. It's like a...
Mishmash.
I don't know.
You got to
like
pull them out. You got to pull them out.
It's grid, yeah. It's like a grid. It's like
yeah.
a grid.
Like, like
yeah.
a subway.
Yeah, if the guac was like right in front of his face.
It is.
And the lettuce is a little reach.
It's on the right.
I mean, they make different sandwiches all in the same spot.
Yeah, but
so.
They put the lettuce at the same stage every time? Or should they?
I don't know.
He's
don't
trying
know.
To he's trying to perfect yeah. Quiz Yes's
I'm coming up with a
assembly
reason
line.
To complain.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
An idea.
But Burrito's saying the guac is stationed before the spinach.
The guac?
The guac.
Yeah. Quantum guac.
In this situation, it's coming from the right, so...
How many times has this guy made your sandwich?
What? That's
time.
The first time
I've
seen
him.
Yeah.
He's new. He's brand
so
new.
You're going to give him
this
another
is his
chance.
First
how many chances are you going to give him of fucking up until you tell him what's up?
No, he shouldn't have even given him one is what he's saying.
Yeah, but eventually he's going to have to if he keeps making a sandwich.
Well, he put the spinach on and then started to close it, and I was like...
Hey! Hey!
Give me my guac.
Yeah. Piece of shit. You mushmouth.
Actually, I said at the same time as a lady.
So maybe if he hadn't forgotten it, he would have done it correctly. So maybe next time if he doesn't forget.
I say another chance is what I'm getting at.
One more chance.
He gets one more chance.
There you go.
Okay, just before one, you fucking strangle him.
Magnanimous.
Until he answers the survey and gets a free sandwich.
There you go.
Yeah.
Truly. They'll give you a free sandwich if you fuck up and tell them.
Magnanimous.
Magnanimous.
All I right. just appreciate Art. Customer transparency.
Magnanimous.
I believe you had Sonic for lunch.
I did have Sonic for lunch.
Boomchi, did you pick up your free, not free.
Did you go back?
Prepaid onion rings.
My comps?
Did you pick up your pre-order of onion rings?
To answer Brian's question, yes, I did go back. So that's what I had for lunch was a second round of Sonic near the time I had a disappointing experience at Sonic.
Sure.
What do you mean? Like,
the next day.
It was like a few days later.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the same day.
Nah.
It didn't poison the whale. altogether.
Okay. Right. I wasn't over it and wanting to give another chance until
all that stuff.
The ticket got answered. Yeah, Mushmouth left a message. But yeah, had Sonic, got the onion rings. Onion rings are fine, but I guess the breading doesn't mix well with like diet drinks. You ever eat something like that where
Something hits your stomach wrong?
The palate gets all fucked up. Like it's almost like rubbery, like the chemicals are combining in a weird way.
Sure.
And then, you know, try the burger again. And then customized drink called the Pink Lady.
Yeah. Shit.
So what is Pink Lady?
Pink Lady.
Good?
The Pink Lady is Sprite, cherry flavor, and cream.
Jesus. That sounds
nice. Yeah, dropping a load in there.
Wow.
So you seem like, I don't know if it's good, though. Yeah. The meal overall.
Mediocre.
Okay. Was that the last straw?
Are you going back?
Probably in like 6 months to a year.
To go
to this
shot?
Specific one.
No.
To go add some graffiti to the wall.
It's all equally shitty. Yeah, if it doesn't crumble. Oh, let me tell you what the extra disappointment about this Sonic location. I went to a different location to get redeemed the onion rings.
Sure.
I was like, I'll go try another one.
The other one has managed by a Mushmouth mouth breather.
A Mushmouth dimwit.
Dimwit, sorry.
Yeah. So I went to the second one. Here's the extreme disappointment right when I pull in. So I'm thinking, all right, did my app order? What do you think's next? You drive it to the place and go where?
Drive-through. You're a drive-in kind of guy.
You hit the thing and say, I got my order.
Yeah, you pull up to the stall.
Yeah, I guess so.
And you tell them your stall number and they'll bring it to that stall. That's only logical, right?
Burrito, have you ever used the drive-through at Sonic?
I've used the drive-through.
No,
yeah, I have.
I have never used the drive-through at Sonic.
It's typically go up in the stall, right?
Yeah, that's the experience.
It feels it's quicker.
Otherwise,
it feels
you don't go to Sonic.
Yeah, let me tell you.
I'm going to go to a drive-through. I'm going to somewhere else to just.
That's what I'm saying.
This location does not have stalls.
Well, then I'm not going to that location.
Just a dine-in or drive-through.
Really?
Because Sonic is America's drive-in.
I didn't know what it was signing up for here.
They're pivoting. Are they pivoting?
I don't know. Maybe there's like
different. I think the whole parking lot logistics is a lot. An order terminal and all of them. It's got to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, and it's such a custom.
Plus, kids like kick them all the time.
Yeah.
Throw pickles on them.
And the lack of air conditioning and stuff like that.
Sure.
You know, I don't know. Maybe they're just trying something different with this Sonic, but it was one of those things. Like, just had a counter. There was like a dining area that was enclosed.
Who the fuck wants to go eat in a Sonic?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
You want to eat at a parking lot. Because you can't throw your pickles on the floor at Sonic.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. So that alone, wouldn't that piss you off about pulling up in the Sonic?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
If you're looking for the Sonic
And they didn't even have a curbside. So I'm like, all right, so there's no stall for me to pick because that's what you're supposed to enter when you arrive. It's kind of like a curbside. It is a curbside. It's a drive-in. So the next thing is like you just have to go inside.
Oh.
If you don't want to wait in the drive-thru.
That defeats the whole purpose of curbside.
Right. You know,
did you have your flashers on?
No, it wasn't about that. That's a clue into the pre-roll when I went to go pick up some Chick-fil-A and did not notice that they had moved the curbside area. And the solution is if the curbside spots are all taken, park somewhere and turn on your flashers.
Didn't know that.
Describe your car.
That's an insider tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for that hellhole of a chicken place.
You're right. You're right.
Bullshit.
All right, Brian.
What'd you have for lunch?
I had McDonald's, but here's the thing.
In France?
I had McDonald's in Europe.
You had McDonald's every day.
Kind of place.
I had it once.
Perfect price point.
Yeah, the price point's still good. But I had it once with that girl.
Yes.
Which one? You mentioned multiple girls.
The one who had her tonsils blasted.
The
one that was lying about the tonsillectomy.
Tonsil town.
So, you know, I had it once. The question is, Boom Chi, well, that's not, I'm not using that wrong, but Boom Chi, how many times did I eat McDonald's in Europe?
Wow.
On your entirety of your trip?
How long were you there again? 15 days?
Yeah.
I want to say you had McDonald's 10 times.
Oh, I'm going with 10.
I wish. God, man, this is, I'm going to disappoint you guys then.
What is it, like 4?
Burrito, what do you think? What's a reasonable amount of times?
5 times.
Yes. Okay, I thought that was a lot, but apparently that's reasonable.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't think you have a very adventurous palate.
Yeah.
So
plus, you're in different countries, so if
you're eating 3 times a day, probably.
Right, there's a lot of meals.
Like, right, so there's 45 meals.
How's it consistency?
So you had 11% of your food from McDonald's.
That's a lot, actually.
Did you order the same thing at the different places?
I had Big Mac. And then just like a cheeseburger and then a double cheeseburger. It was slightly better. The quality of the meat was slightly better.
It's a different meat.
It's a different meat. Also, the first time I had it was in the Louvre. And it was like,
excuse me.
I didn't know the Louvre is exactly like a Walmart in that it had a McDonald's inside.
That's right.
Hold on a second. So first off, you got to enjoy
did it also have a bank?
Yeah.
It's a wood forest bank?
Yeah.
What's it like waiting in line at the Louvre?
Can you get a pair of glasses at the Louvre?
That's right, dude. Wait, what? Waiting in line? What do you mean?
Yeah, what's it like waiting in line at the Louvre to get in?
It's probably not that bad right now.
It wasn't that bad. And I had an appointment.
How about for the Mona Lisa?
I didn't even try.
See?
It's just surrounded all the time.
I'm sure it is. That's what I hear. And it was like probably $20 or something. And I'm not going
to. Oh, it's extra to see
it's
that?
Extra. And like, I give a shit.
Yeah. Damn. It's in a different wing that you got to pay
more. If it was free and not far away and not.
That's how they control
people.
That traffic. Only the privileged.
I am pay, huh?
What's that?
I am pay, huh?
What does that
mean? Should put it right behind the counter at McDonald's.
The pyramid part?
Oh, he designed the pyramid? Yeah,
and a lot of people didn't like it.
Like the big the pyramid
glass
that
pyramid.
You walk through?
Yeah.
In the beginning? Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
It's fine.
Yeah.
So at the Louvre, the
oh, excuse me.
Yeah,
is the McDonald's
I'm just kind of
the
like
Louvre
big dicking you guys.
Yeah,
I ate
Louvre,
McDonald's
bro.
At the Louvre.
I don't know about y'all, but I had McDonald's at the Louvre.
Yeah, I had to.
Is there
wipe.
A food court or is it just primarily
yeah,
like kind
no?
Of
it's
places.
An it's an art installation.
Yeah,
it's kind
of
cool.
Still life of America.
Yeah.
I just had to wipe the grossness off of me, you know, just the kind of like highfalutin bullshit off of me.
Is that what's going on at the Louvre? Never
yeah,
been.
Dude. So you got to go
it's
in
museum.
There. You got to go there and get greasy at McDonald's.
What is this
sure.
Yeah.
But it was good, and also it came with like potato wedges instead of
look
like
out,
steak
everybody.
Fries.
No wedges.
Like steak fries.
I think you guys are describing the same thing.
I think they're different.
Yeah.
How are they different?
So
wedges are shaped like a wedge.
Steak fries are also wedgish.
Oh, well, then maybe I don't know what steak fries is.
Steak fries are just like you take a
fat
potato
fries, yeah,
and you cut it in a way to where the fries are not square on one end. They're more rectangular.
Similar in scope?
Similar, but not.
Right.
I would
maybe
still call
wedges,
wedges
are more wedgy.
Yeah, more these like were more wedgy
fries.
Than
so it's like
fries.
Taking a potato and cutting it like
yes,
a pie.
Like, yeah.
I got you.
Anyways, it was
I
good.
I got you.
No, I did eat other things. I mean, I ate some like good pizza in Rome. Some like
I guess you have to.
Like margarita?
Italians. Yeah, margarita pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a croissant?
I had a lot of croissants. I had a lot of pastries.
Baguettes.
I mostly ate pastries in France.
Tell me about the bread.
Yeah.
The bread, if it was in a croissant form, was great and soft. Now, if you just get normal bread, it's fucking hard as shit, dude, and you'll
break your teeth.
You'll break your damn fillings.
So you
you'll break your American teeth.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
fries in
you
France
that,
that you
get that
wedges?
Pain de chocolat.
What's that? Oh, yeah, I did.
Pain de chocolat.
Yeah, that was good.
Chocolate bread.
Yeah. So what are you talking about?
French fries. You didn't have French fries in
did
France.
Did they call them French fries?
Yeah, they call them French fries.
Yeah, but you said they were wedges.
They do.
They were probably called something else then.
Have we just been
potatoes
making them wrong this whole time?
Did they call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Maybe they just call them fries
did
in
not,
France.
Just a no Royale with cheese.
No Royale with cheese?
Is that bullshit. Is it called a quarter pounder with cheese on the menu?
I don't remember what it was called. But
how
it was,
do you not even look?
How much Europe
I looked,
cost
but it was
your
such,
entree?
It was such a generic name because also I had it on English.
The American burger?
It was just like burger, big burger.
Big
or
Mac
something.
Is big burger?
I don't even know what Big Mac was. It wasn't Big Mac,
what
but
did
it wasn't
you have
Royale
again?
With cheese. Big Mac and then a cheeseburger
yeah, so
and then a double cheeseburger.
All at the same time?
No, just different,
different meals.
Times.
What did you have at the Louvre?
Big Mac.
Yeah, so how much
was the Big
Mac?
I don't remember what
it was
called.
€700.
No, it wasn't that bad. No. The whole meal was probably 7 or 8 euros. It was
palatable.
It was very palatable. So, but it That's was just, right. It was hard to like, you know, just go and eat a bunch of fancy shit by myself. I like, why do I care? I guess I'm not a big foodie because I'm just
if
like...
you're not a big foodie. I think if you just really like food...
And I can't. I mean, I like to have a good meal with other people, but if
yeah,
it's just me, it's just like, this is quicker, it's cheaper, I like it, it's fine, it's fuel. So I guess I'm not a foodie, but...
Yeah, you're seeing the food as utilitarian as opposed to an experience in and of itself.
It's not a, yeah, for me,
Sounds
it's more
like
of a communal
right.
thing. I like
yeah.
having good food with people, but if no one's
True.
There, I don't give a fuck.
Okay, which is fair.
Yeah, so...
I just like food.
I like the pastries and stuff, so I tried to do that, but...
Sure.
And you also tried to get the poontang, but it didn't happen.
I didn't get the pie. the poontang pie.
Hey.
Arthur fucking hates that. I love every now and then looking over at Arthur.
Like,
and
you
he's
guys
like,
are fucking asshole
he
idiots.
Scoffs slash like he's disgusted.
He's like,
a little
what
bit.
Are you guys?
You guys
mouth
why?
Reading dimwits?
That's my favorite reaction.
Mushmouth.
Mushmouth. Yeah. God damn it, dude. I'll get it one of these
poontang
days.
Poontang pie.
Boomchi.
Boomchi.
I had ethnic food.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ooh. Cajun food?
No.
That's the only ethnicity I know.
Chicken vindaloo?
No.
Damn, I was just going in for the kill.
I don't want to say what I want. Boomchi
pork.
What the hell?
Was it katsu?
No. What the hell, dude? Pork?
Pork
ethnic
food.
Foods.
Hold on. A taco?
Did you have little...
taco or is it Mexican?
Little pork feet.
I did have pork feet.
Really?
Oh.
What kind of ethnicity is that?
Oh, chicken fried
It's a very familiar ethnicity.
Oh, it's Filipino food?
It is.
What's it called?
Crispy pata.
Crispy pata.
That's actually pretty good. It's not the actual feet. It's like just the
hawk, like the leg.
Yeah. Ham hocks.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's
deep fried.
Cool.
Also, it's really sisig.
What?
It's all right.
Which is like another pork dish.
Damn, dude.
Pork adobo.
You porked out.
Did you go to barbecue a pork? Local restaurant?
Ooh. I did go to a local
Where's
restaurant.
What's it called?
Capatad.
Capatad. Where is it? Is it
Far West.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you went down to...
It's probably the best Filipino food I've had, like, at a restaurant.
Really? That's not too far from me.
Yeah.
I should try that.
I would say try it out. It's good.
What
it's
did
really
I
good.
Eat before?
You had lumpia and pancit.
Oh, okay.
Lumpia. Not a whole lot of meat going on with those dishes. No. I mean, there is meat, but it's not the dominant...
The feature.
Yeah.
But
lumpia
I think
was the
egg
noodles?
Spring rolls.
Oh, got them mixed up. Yeah. Pancit was the noodles.
Noodles, yeah.
Pancit.
And those ladies think it's so cute when Brian messes up. They just want to suck his dick.
Hey, give me some of that lumpia. Oh, I meant the noodles. That's what we had for lunch.
What we had for lunch.
I also had a dessert. What dessert did I have?
Cheesecake?
Hello, hello.
Yes, sir.
What is that?
Obviously.
It's a mixed drink that has all sorts of shit
it's
in it.
It's almost like a boba tea, but it has
so much other bullshit in there.
Yeah.
A scoop of ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Like
wow.
Beans.
Custard.
Custard. Yeah. Jelly balls. Crushed
Man,
ice.
I haven't had a Holo Holo in a long time.
It's like a float. It's like a boba tea float.
It is like a boba tea float.
Its own thing.
But it's like its whole like amalgamation of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's like someone just cleared out their freezer and put it in a blender.
Someone put my tender hot in a blender. Yeah. It's like a 15 ingredient
Eve
boba
6,
tea.
You're still on notice, by the
still
way.
Still on notice, Eve 6. Maybe more
Cut
like Eve 5.
Yeah, thank you.
Keep it up.
Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of the corpulent pancita. Where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then I remembered Thickum Farms country bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, president and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm raise our triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim. Fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thanks, Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Stick it up your ass.
Nice. So when you do fideo paella, burrito, do you become fideo paella? Because when I do Jimmy Thickum, I become Jimmy Thickum.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I become an announcer guy.
Yeah. I mean, I envision myself as Jimmy Thickum.
What is he? Is he wearing overalls?
Yeah,
he's wearing overalls. He's got a red plaid shirt.
Platinum white hair.
Platinum white hair. Kind of a chubbier white dude with a bulbous nose.
A white guy?
Straw hat. I'm doing white voice.
Fuck.
I'll admit it.
Yeah, well, my announcer guy, black as hell. But he doesn't
sound black.
Does he?
Randy.
Well, I'm not trying. I'm, you know,
can I just say that
black people don't sound one certain way.
You're right.
So.
Okay.
Just like some white people sound Jamaican.
Of course.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! I said split! Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Is that too much?
Hit him up.